Waking Up the Riverina, Witto and Herbie. On Hit.
You and I, for ages, have been pumped up about seeing Will Anderson.
Yes.
So Saturday nights.
We were pumped. We got there early because there's nice little market stores, which we indulged in some pulled pork burgers. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sort of distracted us for a little bit. But then we started getting messages and texts, and you checked your Facebook.
Yeah.
And it was all about how Will Anderson had been arrested.
Yes. Now, this turned out to be a massive storm in a teacup. Absolutely massive. Nothing. I mean, the guy's got a bad back.
Yes.
And he's got bad hips. And basically, he was sitting in the emergency row of a plane on the way down. And they said before they took off, you can't operate the door, therefore you can't sit there.
You've got a sore back.
You've got a sore back. So they sat him elsewhere, but then they didn't sit anyone else in that chair.
So they basically said, we'd rather it be empty than have an injured person.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make that much sense.
Yeah. So anyway, so look, he was getting up in the plane. This is how the story goes, according to Will. He was in the plane. He was pacing up and down, trying to stretch his back out. And one of the flight staff took that as being maybe him being a little bit intimidating.
Yeah.
So it's all a big misunderstanding. He was arrested when they landed. He's taken to the cop shop and he had no charges laid against him. So it's just absolute. It's like a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's about nothing.
It's comical.
Yeah, exactly. Really. Exactly.
He did make it to the show. It was a little bit late.
Yeah.
So around maybe 40 minutes late, but he arrived and wowee, blew us away.
Yeah.
An amazing performance. The first 20 minutes was recapping the story, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, definitely going to be part of his show for future performances.
Well, Wagga's really lucky because I reckon we saw part of his next act on Saturday night. 20 minutes of the start of the show was him just kind of making light of the whole situation and how ridiculous it is and how funny it is. And look, he did praise the Wagga police and say how great of a job they did and how lovely they were. And, you know, he talked about how he was singing like a canary, even though he had nothing to confess. And look, here's the thing. He's just a professional. He came on, did a great show. He wanted to get the gig and just do the show and whatnot. And he did an awesome job.
Yes.
He did a great job. Now, my wife, she actually works at the theatre. And I just want to say a big, big well done to her because she actually had to, it's not in her job description, but she had to go to the police station to pick up Will.
I don't think it's in many people's job descriptions.
Yeah. So she went and picked him up and brought him back to the theatre.
Yeah, and chauffeur.
That's when the cameras went nuts.
Yes.
You had all the news cameras there filming him walk in, ask questions and whatnot. And look, I when you and I left on the night, we noticed that the camera is still waiting there next to my wife's car.
Because they all knew. They saw her come in with him, so she's probably going to leave with him.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Exactly. That's kind of how it all works. Now, I saw this and I thought, well, I should help my wife out here.
Yes, it is your wife.
Yeah, I mean, we work in media. We know they want to get a shot. We know they're going to wait there. So what I did was, you and I were a little bit sneaky.
Little sneaky sneaker. We may have put our investigators' jackets on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we pulled a little maneuver.
We ran a decoy.
We did.
We ran a decoy. So what we did was we left the reporters with Alyssa's car, my wife's car, and we actually drove my car around to the other side of the theatre, called her and said, listen, bring Will out here. There's no cameras. We can drive him to where he's staying. So Will Anderson came to he was in my car.
In your car.
I was so excited.
It was crazy. But I do want to point out when he did hop in the car, because he went in the passenger front seat, that he hopped in, but his back is so badly injured because he did speak about it on stage and he's spoken about in the press how he is a bad back, but you never really understand when someone says they have a bad back how bad it is.
Yeah.
He hopped in the seat and he couldn't even bend down to move the chair backwards or even put his arm out to close the door.
Yeah.
That is how bad his back is.
He was in a bad way. So, look, we helped him out. We actually had a little chat to him in the car on the way there, and the poor guy was so, like,
a bit
thrown by everything that had gone on. You know
and
what
he,
I mean?
He did mention he was a bit embarrassed by the whole situation. But overall, we said, you know what? Your show was amazing. You've done a great effort to actually make it to the show. And Wagga's never going to forget you. And he said he's never going to forget Wagga.
Waking Up the Riverina, Witto and Herbie. On Hit.